Welcome to Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast with Adam, Lee and Josie, your hosts, taking an analysis of some beloved movies, both blockbuster and lackluster. Grab a bowl of popcorn and see if their collective score and analysis matches your views. It's time for Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast.
Hello, hello and welcome to Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast. My name is Adam.
I'm Josie.
And I'm Lee.
Yes, you are. And this is a listener pick. We haven't done one of these since the last listener pick.
Nice.
That's clever.
Smooth.
You think of that yourself?
I thought of it on the spot, believe it or not.
Wow. I did not get that.
We've done one of these before and someone hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram or on X at 2GagPod and let us know if there's any movies that you would like to do. And who is the gentleman that wanted this movie?
So shout out to Leith Guthrie. He's actually a personal friend of mine. He'll probably argue that, but he is a personal friend of mine from way back when.
Yep.
And he has asked for Roadhouse.
Roadhouse from 1989.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. It's that's the
Roadhouse.
Have you seen the Family Guy bit about Roadhouse?
No, but I did see that they did a little special episode.
Yeah, like half an episode is all about Peter Griffin doing it. That's why he just turns to people and goes, Roadhouse.
And then
yeah.
Roundhouse kicks them.
Roundhouse kicks everything. Like he's driving the car and Roundhouse kicks the steering wheel to turn corners.
Yeah.
And goes the longest way home.
Yeah, and each time he turns a corner, he's like, whoosh, Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. Give us a synopsis.
A bouncer hired to clean up the baddest honky-tonk in a Missouri town. Armed with a black belt in karate and a degree in philosophy, Patrick Swayze sets out to tame the double deuce for its owner.
All right, 10 out of 10.
That's the pod. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Great movie. Fucking amazing. Who made this absolute masterpiece?
So this was done by Rowdy Harrington.
What a name.
What a name.
I don't know if you can tell yet, but I think Adam's a massive fan of this movie. Look, you know.
I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised that Adam didn't start this pod with, oh, buddy.
If it wasn't a listener pick, I probably would have.
Oh, buddy.
This is a movie you and myself have talked about for years.
We have talked about this so many years, and I have just been
in a group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do actually. You have to put up with it, don't you?
I'm just there.
We had a group chat before we had a podcast.
Yeah.
You'd never seen this before, had you, Josie?
No.
So we'll get into the relationship soon. Rowdy Harrington.
Rowdy Harrington. Just a couple of things that he's done. Striking Distance.
Oh, the Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
The Stick Up.
I don't know that one.
It's a B grade action 80s film.
Kind of seems like this guy's jam.
wouldn't worry about it too much. But outside of that, there's really nothing really worth talking about.
So this
about.
Is his big.
This was the piece de resistance.
Oh. If I may, if you made Roadhouse, you could pretty much
rest on your laurels.
You'd be like, hey, I'm good.
Yeah,
like say you're in your 60s, you're chilling out, not really working much, and people are like, so you know, what's your deal? And you're like, I made Roadhouse. I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah, dude probably hasn't bought a beer since 1989 for himself.
But I thought it wasn't a massive hit in the box office.
It was a hit in our hearts.
Okay, sorry.
It's turned into a cult classic.
Yeah.
It was a Roundhouse kick to the feels.
It really was. So it was a flop at the cinemas when it came out, but since then has become a cult classic for men everywhere.
It was your typical big box office VHS release.
Yeah.
Because at the time it was R-rated, and obviously that was quite a smaller market in regards to, you know, it doesn't get wide appeal like a lot of the late 80s action movies at the time.
Yeah.
Like your Stallones and Schwarzeneggers and stuff like that. But yeah, this was a big word of mouth movie. It was like perfect cult movie if you would. But also this was, Swayze's follow-up to Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's on
and
the
that was huge.
He's on the back of this, right? Wow. So it's interesting.
I would say that would be his best movie his
bullshit.
Been.
So it's interesting because his followers at this particular stage, this is going so far left field, coming off obviously from Dirty Dancing.
Which he's best known for, yep.
Oh, wash your mouth out.
If you go into IMDb, what is the first movie that is there?
I reckon it's Ghost.
Possibly. Let's have a look.
Ghost won Academy Awards.
The first one is Dirty Dancing.
I get fucked.
Roadhouse is fourth.
Winner, chicken dinner.
So with Dirty Dancing, Ghost, Point Break, and Roadhouse.
Do we have time?
No.
All right.
You're going to talk about Point Break?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to talk about Point Break.
It's a shit film. Move on.
What is your fucking beef with that movie? Is it Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves sucks in it.
Okay, but
does Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze fucking rules in Point Break.
Have you not seen
Point Break?
I love Point Break.
Oh, fuck you, Josie. You're way better than Lee. I've always said that.
I don't like the new Point Break.
No one does.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the people that are in it don't like it.
No one likes the new Roadhouse either. Should we talk about that now?
No, let's go into it later on. Right. We'll touch on it before we bail out, before we go with our scores. All right. Roadhouse fucking rules. Came out in 1989. Relationship with the movie. We'll go Josie last because she's just seen it. Lee, hit me with it.
Roadhouse, I don't know how I stumbled across it, if I'm being honest. I'm pretty sure it was just one of those movies that I stumbled.
You probably watched Dirty Dancing and then you went, you know what? Let's go down that rabbit hole.
I'm going to put my hand up and say I've never seen Dirty Dancing before.
Get the fuck out. Oh, Mel, if you're listening to this, get him to watch it.
No, she's not going to listen to this because she only listens to movies that she watches. Right. She has not seen Roadhouse.
Lee's mum.
I'm going to find another pod that we do and just bring it in there at some point.
Just circle back.
Yeah.
We're circling back. All right. So I haven't seen Dirty Dancing, but I'm pretty sure I just stumbled across this in my VHS borrowing days back at Blockbuster.
Oh, dude.
Video Easy. And even though it was R-rated or whatever.
That's just part of the appeal when you're correct. Young,
though. Yeah, correct. It was gratuitous violence and gratuitous coarse language.
I didn't know that there was an X. I thought R was as high as you would go.
No.
X was usually porn. In America, X was for like excessive, like unrated stuff. In Australia, X was only for porn.
Oh.
What about what's the Serbian film?
I don't even know. That's a different era though. That's modern.
Unrated, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not go into a Serbian film.
Banned.
We can do a pod for it.
No.
Ooh.
Do you know a Serbian film?
No.
You just already I'll tell you about it later.
I'm just already like, I know Lee well enough that I'm like, mm-mm.
I'll put it this way. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No.
So, proceed. You hide it out on
It out and I fell in love with it the moment that I watched it. It's hard not to, right? Yeah.
Especially when you're a young, impressionable child.
And it's been watched, rewatched again.
Yeah.
To the point where it's part of who I am.
How old were you in 89?
3 years old.
Yeah, okay. So I would have been
sperm.
Wow.
No, I'm not even going to.
Could have ended up in the shower.
Yep.
They could have been watching Roadhouse whilst conceiving her.
Oh, boy.
It works for both shit. Both people, whatever you're into, is in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. 1989, I would have been 8 years old. I didn't see this at the cinema, obviously.
So you are the target audience, obviously.
Yes, an eight-year-old. Yeah. I didn't even see it when it was a new release. I saw it after the fact, but I remember the schoolyard talk about it.
Yeah.
People were watching.
Because there's bebes?
No, because I remember, like, Dirty Dancing was a massive hit. My mum and my brother saw that at the cinema and fucking loved it.
Oh, I still love it.
I saw it after the fact on VHS. It was kind of like, I don't get why this is so popular. When Roadhouse came out, I heard a bit of hype about it. I'm like, yeah, but it's that guy from Dirty Dancing. And that kind of put me off. But everyone's like, oh, nah, man. He like, you know, beats the shit out of people. There's lots of great fights and that. Obviously, there's boobs. But everyone talks about the climax of the river fight.
Yep.
That was the thing that always got spoken about in the schoolyard. So anyway, yeah, I eventually saw it and I was like, man, this movie fucking rules.
It does.
And I've only enjoyed it more as I've gotten older.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like, some could say it's a guilty pleasure, but there's nothing guilty about
it. It's a feel-good movie.
I guess in some ways.
In the sense that it makes you feel good about watching it.
Yeah. Like, dude, it's so ridiculous. It's almost to the point of parody. It's like almost hitting the point of taking the piss, but it's done so fucking well and played.
There are huge parts of the movie that borderline that cheeseball 80s action flick. And it could have easily been a B-grade movie.
I was listening to a pod about this during the week and they made the correlation similar to Starship Troopers.
Yeah, okay.
Saying that Casper Van Dien is the only one that plays the movie straight and everyone else realizes they're in a piss take.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Saying that the fact that people play this movie straight is why it works as well as it does.
Yeah, okay.
Because the premise and even the dialogue are so fucking cornball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because it's played straight and like it's a legit fucking thing. It's like amazing. Like, the dude's a fucking bouncer and people know who he is in 89. Like,
he's a cooler.
A cooler.
He's a cooler.
Fuck
cooler.
Yeah. What a great idea for anything.
Right.
Anyway, this movie fucking rules and I've watched it twice this week. Like, I'll go you one bit. I've watched it twice in the last 3 days. Like, I watched it. I took my notes and me and Lee were chatting last night. He was watching another movie we were about to review on the pod. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm putting on Roadhouse again. I did recently I rewatched the original. Then I rewatched the remake.
Yeah.
Then I watched it for the pod and then I watched it again. So I've watched it about fucking three times in the past 2 weeks. And I'm not sick of it. I could watch it again tonight because it's fucking great. Big shout out to Leith.
Yep.
Yeah, for doing another listener pick, because this is something we're kind of new to having listener picks. But if you're going to throw at us movies like this, I say bring it on. More listeners, hit us up.
Yeah, you jumped on this like no tomorrow.
With that being said, though, Josie's not overly keen on it, so it depends on the
Let's vote. Find out your relationship with the movie, Jose.
I had not seen it at all, so don't judge me.
No, it's okay. But okay. Did you know of it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely knew about it. I with a lot of the films that I do, I remember posters. And this is one of those films that I remember the poster, him like leaning, yeah. Looking all like cool and stuff. And I feel like a lot of people rip shit into it.
They do.
Yeah.
It's kind of known as a bit of a cliche.
And I think that's why I haven't seen it, because I've just always heard people like giving it shit that like I was like, oh, it mustn't be good then because – you know, people are ripping into it. But I'm a massive fan of Dirty Dancing, as we've already established. I loved him in Point Break.
Yeah.
And
whatever happened to Jennifer Beals?
You mean Jennifer Grey?
Jennifer Grey.
She married – who did she marry? She married –
Patrick Swayze?
No. we'll come back to that. But I actually didn't find Patrick Swayze hot in Dirty Dancing.
What about this?
I was like, oh.
For science?
Yeah, I was like, I understand.
Science is getting a workout.
Josie needed a co-star.
Yeah. In Dirty Dancing, I didn't really get it.
Do I edit that out? Was that a bit much?
No, okay. It's fine. But
wicked, I broke Lee.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
Josie, I needed a co-star.
No, but like-
And with Swayze.
I read that like during this filming, like he was mobbed by fans from Dirty Dancing. Like
that's one of my fun facts.
Yeah, they had to like get so much security, and which is quite.
Lee's crying. I've brought tears to Lee. I've succeeded.
He's gone. But I just didn't get the hype around him with Dirty Dancing. I like love him as a character in Dirty Dancing, and I love the storyline. But I just did not find him attractive, like people, how much they frothed him. Oh, God, he's gone.
Lee's crying. He's actually has tears coming out of his eyes.
In this movie, his fashion is fabulous. He is absolutely ripped, and that hair is luscious. So
oh, isn't it just?
Yeah.
Did you just grab onto it?
Mm.
The fashion is like 1989. Like the hair is so 1989. Good. It's such a great snapshot of where it was.
The pants with the tucked in shirt and the rolled up sleeves. Yeah, I was
the bright blue denim.
Yeah, I was like.
There's so much like people wearing pants with no underwear as well.
Yeah.
For it.
I just imagine everyone in this movie smells terrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Josie doesn't care. She's like, I'm still there.
Yeah, I'm still there.
In a smelly barn.
Yes. Like- yes. The whole Tai Chi like scene. There is no need for it.
Fuck no.
I swear the only reason they put it in there was to show off his body.
Just to jump on that, the whole movie is unnecessary.
There is no need.
That's true. There is one point of the movie that I think is the peak of unnecessaryism, and that is the fucking monster truck.
Oh, yeah, that's so,
it's
like...
It's just ridiculous.
It is huge.
Let's get a fucking... And it was a famous monster truck called Bigfoot at the time. It was a big deal. Just like, fuck it, let's get a monster truck to smash through a building and crush a bunch of cars. Because fucking why not?
Why not? Look, they did things differently in the 80s,
didn't
they?
They certainly did. And they did a lot of cocaine, I swear.
I'm not complaining about the Tai Chi scene. I just knew there was no point to it except literally showing off his body.
If I looked like he looked in this movie, I'd never wear a shirt.
Him going up that rope when he's talking to Sam Elliott, I was like, oh my God.
He's jacked.
He is
ripped as all fuck.
And speaking for science, Sam Elliott in this as well. Oh my God.
Yep.
We spoke about this.
Yep.
All right, there's two scenes that I want to compare. And we're like, which one? me and Lee were talking last night. We're like, what do you think Joseph's a bigger fan of? Swayze's bare ass or Sam Elliott's pube shot?
Patrick Swayze's bare ass.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
You could crack walnuts on that.
You could.
Yeah.
He probably does. He probably did.
Anyway,
even Carrie Ann was like, oh.
Fuck, I was.
So yes, anyway, back to my relationship. I am now a fan of Patrick Swayze as a human, not just an actor.
Studies philosophy.
The movie surprised me.
I forgot to mention as well, as part of my relationship, and it's a really weird twist, but every time I watch this, I have a go-to movie that I watch afterwards. I can't not do it, and it's become habit now.
What is it?
I watch Curly Sue straight afterwards.
Why?
Kelly Lynch.
She's a babe.
That is such a weird... Don't get me wrong, there's a direct correlation.
Yeah, but that's the transition. It's a legitimate transition and it happens all the time. Every time I find myself watching Roadhouse, I watch Curly Sue.
I had no idea she was Vivian Wood from Charlie's Angels. Yes. She looks so different.
Yes.
So, so different.
Yes.
She's hot.
Speaking of which, should we go into the characters or the cast?
Mate, fuck. Yes. So I'm getting hot under the collar.
Yeah, his, not about his the flustered. Sexiness,
but about what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Fucking movie rules. Okay, oh, so we give it a five categories we've got to get a score out of five. We can give it a score of each category, 0, 0.5, or a full one. This first is basic casting. Take it away, Lee, and we can piggyback off your shit.
The big one, Patrick Swayze is James Dalton. And did you know his first name was James?
Do they? I don't think they even mention it.
Yeah, no,
I don't remember.
What's Ryan Gosling's name in the new one?
His first name is Dalton.
Okay, yeah, and if people don't know, he calls Jake Gyllenhaal Ryan Gosling because he thinks they look the same.
They are. They're both just the cookie cutter white guy. What's it? No, he's got a. Oh, I'll look it up. You talk.
Obviously, he's known from Ghost, Dirty Dancing, Young Bloods. I've chucked Young Bloods in there.
Young Blood Young is a Blood. Decent movie. Have you
See
seen
you
it?
Want it?
It's nope. It's a Rob Lowe movie about ice hockey.
Ice hockey, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
not really bad. Good. Like Swayze's like the elder of the team, and Rob Lowe's the new rookie that they haze.
He was in Donnie Darko.
He was in Donnie Darko.
Because that was in the Smartless pod that I was listening to.
The original Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was before this, much like Young Blood and Dirty Dancing.
Kelly Lynch, who plays Elizabeth Clay. I mentioned she's in Curly Sue. That's the first cab off the rank. Okay. And like I said, I find myself just watching Curly Sue straight afterwards. 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's Angels. She was also in a Cocktail. Do you remember the
yeah, with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah. Movie. Sam Elliott as Wade Garrett.
Silver Fox, I tell
you. Tombstone, A Star Is Born, Hulk, and Thank You for Smoking. Thank You for Smoking is one of my favorite films. Marshall R. Teague, who plays Jimmy.
Yeah, buddy.
So he's in Babylon 5. He's in Armageddon. He's in Walker, Texas Ranger. And as a very special note, he's in a very, very, very specific episode of Stargate SG-1.
Elwood Dalton is what he's called, the new one.
Elwood Dalton. All right.
What a random
fuck
thing.
Out.
Ben Gazzara, who plays Brad Wesley. He's in The Big Lebowski. He's actually got quite a few credits to his name.
He's actually awesome in this.
He is. Julie Michaels, who plays Denise. So she's in Point Break.
Who?
Yeah, she's in Point Break.
Who?
She plays some minor character in Point Break.
Oh, wait. Which one's this?
The one that strips off.
No, yeah. Do you know who she is in Point Break? You know when they do the drug bust and the naked chick out of the shower attacks Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's her.
Yeah,
and
right.
She's an actual stuntwoman.
Yeah,
that
right.
Poor
okay.
chick is what just always naked in the movies, isn't she?
She's down for it.
Yeah.
Oh, she actually isn't. That was one of my fun facts.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I'll tell you about that.
Okay, I feel sorry for her then.
Red West, who played Red. They must have had a really hard time coming up with a name for him. He's in Rainmaker.
What?
Yeah, with Danny DeVito and Matt
Danny
Damon.
DeVito.
Wow.
He plays the dad of the kid that dies. As you, I don't know if you've seen the film or not, but
no, I know of it.
Yeah, so he's the dad that goes up to the bad guy and shows him the photo of his dead son, and he starts crying and doesn't say anything. He's also in Safe Haven, which is a terrible film.
Great film.
He's actually in heaps of shit.
Yeah,
his IMDb would just be.
What
very
is he
long.
In Safe Haven?
I can't remember. Oh. I just remember writing it down. I remember seeing him in it, and it was. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a glimpse as well. Sunshine Parker, who plays Emmett.
What a name.
Right. So he's in Tremors.
Oh, dude.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, wow.
He's in a TV show called After MASH, which is the after version of MASH. So the knock-on version after MASH finished. And
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that shouldn't be a thing.
It's Klinger, Radar O'Reilly, and the Colonel, Potter, all getting together.
So they reprise their roles.
Yeah, all three of them reprise their roles.
Holy shit.
And he's also going far back. Like, he was old during 1989, right? Going far back and looking for credits, this guy was in The Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. To talk about an old school TV show.
Hey, man,
yeah.
Dude worked.
I've got special mentions to Jeff Healy, who plays Cody.
He was beautiful.
Big ups to him.
Yeah,
big ups to him.
Big part of that soundtrack.
And he truly is blind in real life. Yep. Yeah.
I was saying to Lee as well last night, we were chatting mostly about Roadhouse. Anyone that is like visually impaired and can't see and can play an instrument is just
amazing.
Fucking amazing.
As opposed to the people that are visually impaired but can see.
Well, I'm visually impaired. I can see.
Sure.
I'm colorblind. I need glasses.
Sure. Yeah, big ups to Jeff Healey. Jeff Healey and his band, they are fantastic.
The soundtrack of this show, this movie, is great.
It is.
I love the blues.
But I've got a feeling the reason why this movie has done so well is partly because of the soundtrack as well. Like, it's also an important part of it. And I've actually gone down and told Adam yesterday, but I've actually downloaded the soundtrack separately because I just enjoy all the music.
Nothing about this movie is bad, let's be honest.
Yeah, true. Kevin Teague, who plays Frank Tillman, he's in another 48 Hours with Nick Nolte and
Eddie Murphy.
Canine, do you remember that?
I do. Yeah. That's Jim Belushi and a German
Shepherd. Yeah, yeah. Terrible film. He's John Doe, who plays Pat McGurn.
Yeah. We're talking now.
The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
He's in The Bodyguard.
Come on, brother.
Mm. He's in X, the band.
Yes, he is. He's the punk band X.
I love the fact that his name is John Doe.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, it is fantastic. Like, I had to double check. What?
He's in Boogie Nights.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Julianne Moore's first husband who takes her to court.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I haven't seen Boogie Nights in ages.
Fucking I love that movie so much.
Yeah, I know you do.
John Doe is great, though. Like, yeah, he is. What a dude.
Ooh, he was in Wizards of Waverly Place.
You chicken dick.
Chicken dick. Fuck, man. That line kills me every time.
He was in One Tree Hill.
Oh, my God.
He just keeps getting better, right? How good does this dude? How good is this movie?
Catherine Willoughby.
Oh. Are you going to say what I'm hoping you'll say?
Who plays Carrie? She's in The Edge, which is what's his name? Alec Baldwin film. Mm. Pay It Forward, Nurse Betty, and she's also in Aftermath as well.
Shit.
You've broken my heart that you have not said what I was hoping you'd say.
What do you got, Joyce?
What do you want?
She is in Gilmore Girls.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Lee.
She
How'd you let that one go to the keeper?
She is Luke's sister that is the mum of Jess, and everyone is Team Jess from Gilmore Girls, and I can't believe you missed it.
I haven't seen Gilmore Girls.
You break my heart every time.
That actually surprises me you haven't seen it.
But you know what? It evens out because she hasn't seen Stargate.
At least Stargate has a movie we can review on the pod.
That's true.
Gilmore Girls has a four-part movie.
Travis McKenna, who plays Jack, he's in Van Wilder.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he is. I love
Batman
Van Wilder.
Forever, and he's in Ed Gein, you know, the...
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I figured you might have.
Which Batman movie did you say he was in?
Batman Forever.
The Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones one. Yeah, yeah.
Gary Hudson, who plays Steve. I love Steve's such a great character.
He's in it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but he's such a great character.
Still counts.
50 Shades of Freed. He's in Two for the Money. That's that Matthew McConaughey film with Al Pacino. Yeah. And he's also in that's all that's worthwhile mentioning. Terry Funk, who plays Morgan.
How long we got?
I'm going to mention that he's in Rambo 3. And then
is it Rambo 3?
Yeah, apparently he's got a credit for Rambo 3.
Yeah, he's in Over the Top.
He's The Ringer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He choreographed the street fight between Rocky Balboa and Tommy Gunn in Rocky V.
Yeah, nice.
Do we have time? How long do we have?
Well, it's up to you. This is your pod as well.
I've been involved in professional wrestling for 17 years now, and Terry Funk is an absolute legend of the world of professional wrestling. This man was a former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. This guy wrestled for over 5 decades in wrestling. He helped redefine what wrestling was. He brought hardcore wrestling to a whole new generation of professional wrestling. Terry Funk, you know who he is? Josie? Morgan, the curly-haired one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is a legitimate fucking legend of pro wrestling. He unfortunately passed away, I think it was last year, which is very sad. I was actually going to wear my Terry Funk t-shirt. I've got one of his t-shirts. But
Was he the one that was told to go to barber college?
Yes, that's him. He's got an interesting sounding voice. Legitimate fucking badass. Like, this guy used to have like hardcore matches and death matches before that was a big niche thing. Mm-hmm. This guy like legitimately is fucking like... GOAT status in the world of pro wrestling. His family is as well. Him and his brother were tag team champions across Japan, across America, and all this throughout the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. He even wrestled in the 2000s. Like I said, his career spanned 50 years.
Damn.
Just legend status, and I pop fucking heavy every single time this man is in this show. Terry Funk is just the fucking man, and I got all the respect in the world for this guy and was very sad when he passed.
Aww.
For everybody who's not into WWE, he's in Roadhouse.
He was also in WCW, ECW. He made ECW what
and
it was.
And in The Ringer.
NWA World Heavyweight Champion back when it really fucking meant something, bro.
Okay. It's a good thing you're passionate about it.
Terry Funk's a man.
Yeah, we got it.
All right.
And that's it.
It's actually not it, because Keith David was in this movie.
Oh, Keith David. Yeah, how do I forget Keith David?
I was like so shocked when I saw him, and it's for like 2 seconds.
Because all he had a fight with Terry Funk that got cut out of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
Majority of his shit got cut out of the movie. Because when old mate Rowdy made the movie, he had about 3 hours worth of footage and had to cut it down to, what is it, an hour 40?
Hour 40, yeah, something like that.
Oof, that's like half.
Yeah, so all of Keith David's shit got...
It's just 2.5 hours of Patrick Swayze doing yoga.
Yeah, a bit of Tai Chi next to the river. I'd
still watch it.
Yeah. And cracking walnuts.
Yeah. All right, what are we scoring the basic casting?
So for basic casting, I'm giving it a full one.
Just for Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott's bodies.
And one. Kelly Lynch, Ben Gazzara, Marshall Arteague. They are fantastic casts. Yeah.
Nah. On a serious note, I thought Ben Gazzara, is that how I say his last name? He was such an asshole.
Right.
And like he played it so well. Yeah. So that's why I also gave it a one.
I gave it a 0.5, but I'm thinking about flipping.
Oh, well, is he going to flip it?
Come on, Adam. Sort it out. What are you doing?
Well, come back to me. I'm going 0.5 for now. I might flip.
Ooh, okay.
Basic plot and story. Josie.
I gave it a 0.5. But
nice to me. I'm just joking.
Look, to be fair, I almost gave it a 0. So you should be...
What?
Because it's literally a story about a bouncer.
Yeah. How many other stories about bouncers have movies?
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse 2.
Roadhouse 2.
Yeah. Roadhouse the remake.
Yeah, 2024 Roadhouse. No, it's just like... It's just about a bouncer. Like, there's no twist or turns or...
But there's a love story.
No,
it's something for everyone.
It's just a... But the actual underlying tone of it's been done before. A new guy comes into a new town that is, you know, havoc. And he tries to save everyone from the big bad wolf.
Yeah, it's been compared to a modern day Western.
He's getting paid. It's a job.
He gets paid well too.
Yeah, he does.
Five grand up front and $500 a night.
Hey, won't fly
I
there.
Would froth
too,
that.
Won't fly there because it's too dangerous.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nothing.
But you've got Sam Elliott, who's like the grizzled bouncer coming back to help out his protege. You've got again, fucking
done before 1,000 times.
Jimmy as the evil over the top badass fucking again, henchman.
Done 100 times. Reminds me of Karate Kid.
Terry fucking Funk is in this movie.
Who cares?
Fuck you. All right, you motherfucker. I'll roundhouse kick you in the face right now.
Roadhouse.
But for some reason, I still liked it and I still wanted to see what direction they were going with this. I was like, how can a bouncer overtake a very wealthy man that has control over the whole town? So I was invested enough to be like, okay, I really want to know what happens next. So that's why it went up to a 0.5 rather than a 0.
Fair enough.
Well, if you want to know how he can do it, we've got a topic for the end, the finale, the climax. And that tells you how he does it, my friend. Look, I'm being silly, but I'm having fun with this. I wrote that it's dumb 80s action looking for a plot. And let's be honest, that's pretty much what it is if we dumb it down.
Mm-hmm.
I've also given it a full one. I wrote, but... A bouncer coming to clean up a rough bar whilst a mobster or evil business dude is taking over the town. It's literally like a cowboy movie, which is what Lee just said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Western. I was like, it's literally like the new sheriff in town. So in those regards, it's not so original, but this movie fucking rules. So I'm giving it a one.
So hypocritical.
Minor bias. Yeah. But you know.
It's fucking awesome. But also the thing that cracks me up about it is the like the over-the-top sensationalism of it all. But the fact that like backwater towns like, wait, he's that guy. He's that bouncer.
Dalton. Yeah, but that's what I mean. Dalton. It's like, I'm just like, I can't.
Also, any movie that starts with, we need the best. In any scenario, I'm like, fuck yeah. And then he's like, you need the best. You need Wade Garrett's the best.
Wade he's Garrett's old.
Yeah. Ah, get fucked. It's awesome.
Lee, please take over.
Basic plot and story for me. Again, for everything that Adam has actually literally just said, I'm going to give it, for those reasons, a 0.5.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you.
And because I can't give it a full one because it's a trope that's been done before. There is nothing original about it.
Yeah, there is. It's a bouncer.
Okay.
Okay, if they redid this plot but it was like dogs, like,
uh-huh.
It'd be different.
Ha ha.
Ha ha, indeed.
They did. They is Roadhouse 2022.
2024. 2022. Mate, you're a bit behind.
With Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
he
is not a good actor.
He is not. What's going on here?
I will say he made me laugh a lot in it, though.
But it's so stupid. And the thing that annoys me the most about it, can we gripe about it a little bit?
All right.
The thing that annoys me the most about this film has no bearing on the film at all. He can't park a car.
Who?
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, no, he can't.
He can't park a fucking car. He keeps crashing his cars into trees and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculous.
I just imagine he's so hopped up on coke the entire time.
Surely.
All right. Yeah, look, let's just get it out of the way now. The new remake, it's fun, but it's not good.
It's not Roadhouse.
No, it's not Roadhouse.
I'm just surprised that it's not the same storyline. I'm quite shocked by
it's
that.
It's a similar storyline. They've just changed dynamics of it because at the whole MMA and UFC thing is obviously a very popular thing at the moment. So making Dalton a UFC fighter.
Jake Gyllenhaal said that they went to a real Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was filmed at a UFC event. Yeah,
to make it more current.
Yeah, I guess.
But. Roadhouse fans are getting big demand because the new Roadhouse has become, because it's an Amazon exclusive. It's the biggest movie they've ever created, like they've ever done, like Amazon themselves. Mm. It's 50 million viewers, and half of these had two people watching. That's about 75 million people watching at $10 a ticket. That would equal $750 million in the box office had it got a theatrical release.
Yep.
I'm quite surprised it didn't.
I also think if it had a theatrical release, not as many people would have gone to see it at the cinema.
Hang on, that's not necessary. Well, no, it is true because Adam's seen it like five times. So
The new one?
Yeah.
No, I've only seen the new one once.
Oh, okay.
This old one I've watched about four times.
What's the soundtrack like in the new one?
Very
And it's weird because one of the O's that I loved about the original Roadhouse was that Jeff Healey and his band were in almost, you know, in all the band scenes, right? So whenever there was a band that was required,
so
Jeff Healey was part of it and he was getting amongst it. And even they brought in the bird that plays Carrie Ann. They found out that she could sing.
Luke's sister in Gilmore Girls, yeah.
That's her.
They found out that she could sing.
I don't know the names of anyone in this movie.
Carrie Ann.
I really liked that scene.
Yeah,
her singing was great.
She sings knock on wood, right?
So they get her in. But the new one,
check out his ass.
In the new one, they change the bands every single time they flip to it, and it's sad.
And it's so cliche.
It's not as family, you know, like not as close knit.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It lacks the charm of this movie.
It does.
I think old mate does a decent job as Dalton, but he's a completely different character.
Yeah, he is. And I think the reason why they called it Roadhouse is legitimately just to cash into the old one.
100%.
That's all it is.
So did you know they wanted to remake this movie in the maybe 2010s and Ronda Rousey was going to be the
lead?
Oh, Ronda Rousey was. She went a bit MIA, hasn't she?
No, she's been doing WWE. She also had a kid, but she is a terrible actor.
But this was at her peak.
She was in Entourage for a bit.
She was in the Entourage movie and was bad at playing herself.
Yeah. This was at her peak when she was still winning and she was on top of the world. That's when they were talking about bringing her in.
She was the hottest thing going.
Because they were cashing in on her on her being the big thing. And she was also in The Expendables at the same time.
Yeah, Expendables 3. Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. All right, up to three notable.
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Before we move on, are you going to flip on your cast?
No.
Just do it.
No.
Why are you going to be that guy?
Why don't you flip?
Wade Garrett.
Flip on story.
Sam Elliott.
Him without a moustache, his massive moustache just really confused me.
Yeah, it'd be really weird.
Like, it took me a while to be like, oh my God, is that
you're going to give Sam? Are you going to give a movie with Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott, and Marshall Arteague and Kelly Lynch's boobs a 0.5, a halfway there?
Terry Funk. Oh, fuck it. I'm doing it.
And their performances were good.
Flipping.
We're
not going, one.
You're such a peer pressure.
He is. He's doing it just to fuck him. Yeah. All right, up to three notable scenes. We'll go around the room.
Oh, I don't have three.
You have too many?
I've got stacks.
I'll allow it. Josie.
We already talked about my favourite scene being the Tai Chi one just because Patrick Swayze's bod.
For science.
Yeah, for science. The other one that I liked was right boot. So when the crew's coming in and, Patrick Swayze just goes right boot. And
got the blade on his boot.
Yeah, and then he was like, we're closed. And they're like, what are they all doing? He's like, drinking and having fun. Yeah, I really liked that scene.
Mine's the opening montage about how rough and shitty the Double Deuce is.
Yeah.
Including the, was it the $20 to kiss the boobs?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so.
Who got $20?
It's so dumb. And like, I don't got $20. And he gets up and just backhands him and starts a brawl.
So, but why would you not get the money first? Like,
because they're drunk and on drugs. Also, the fact of how many bottles get smashed over people's heads in that scene alone.
Yeah.
It is amazing. What a great way to do a movie. What do you got?
So my opening scene is Tillman ending up at the Double Deuce after he's gone and recruited Patrick Swayze, and him rocking up, and then he sees the graffiti on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And he changes it for a good fuck call, the number. He changes it from fuck to Buick.
Yeah, a good Buick call.
I was like trying to figure out like what I was like, what?
For a great fuck call, and then he changes it for a great Buick call. Yeah.
That is good.
You're like, what?
Random scene to have in your list. But
the reason why I love it so much is I get the concept that he's just trying to change it and make it better.
What's his bar?
So
I thought he was going to make it buck, and I was like, okay. And then he turns it to Buick.
To the point where he's graffitiing graffiti just to get rid of the expletive. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
I'll go with it. I had when Denise did her dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just because, you know, everyone's just standing there like in shock. Patrick Swayze's trying to be his cooler and get her off stage, and she just chucks like her dress in his face. And
why was underwear so high back then?
I don't know, but like the 80s. I'm for it.
Wouldn't that ride up?
Oh yeah, but you it say it that, looks comfy.
Everyone's now just wearing G-bangers as like beachwear.
Fuck no.
Speak for yourself.
Well played. My second scene is the riverbank fight.
Of course.
Probably the most iconic scene of the movie.
So I sneezed when he ripped the throat out, so I missed it.
Oh.
So I waited till the end and I was like, I swear there's like a throat ripping like scene. I'm so confused.
Did you go back?
Yeah. And so I went back and I was like, it must be here, because I remember Kelly Lynch being so like put off. I was like, it has to be here. And then I was like, oh, this is where it happens.
Kelly Lynch's reaction to that is pretty hectic, considering that old mate just literally blew up his barn.
Also, she sees the dead body and she's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
But he literally rips his throat out.
Hectic.
She also says, you know, like, what does that make you? You're no better than him if you're doing shit like this.
Yeah, but what made her change? Because then
are they swimming together afterwards?
Because then she just randomly is like, I'm back, baby. Hi.
For science.
Yeah. For science.
For science.
All right. I've got the end fight with Jimmy. Dalton's fight with a knife. The first time he steps in. That's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Like right at the start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's at the Double Deuce and the guy basically flicks the knife out and he's telling...
Also holds like a proper knife fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he tells him to go and do it and then he flicks the knife out and then all of a sudden Dalton steps in and then takes the knife and bashes the guy, breaks the table and then he's like, oh my God, you see that shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My final one is when he turns Wade over and it says it was Tails.
Oh yeah,
such good 80s bad guy shit. Ugh.
You know that there is actually there's an ode to that, because when he punches the knife into the accelerator of his Merc later on,
that's the knife,
same knife.
Yeah, if you see, there's actually tails at the bottom of the knife handle.
Oh,
because the coin has gone all the way through.
Oh,
and all you see is tails.
Okay.
You're up.
I've got the finale that just goes way over the top, more than it needs to. I'm like, there's cars blowing up, guns shooting, bears falling on people.
There's like a monster truck a little earlier.
That's all I thought. I was just standing there being like, this is fucking ridiculous, but I know Adam's going to be frothing this.
Tails again.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like just before him and Brad Wesley like go at it, he walks past where he's meant to be hiding and then he pops up behind him. Like, it makes no fucking sense. Yeah. But it's awesome.
And he's also this massive karate guy, right? And then all of a sudden, Brad Wesley's getting the better of him. I mean, come on, man.
And then the dude being like, a bear fell on me. I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about ending in a little bit.
Mm.
Fucking awesome.
All right. You've picked, obviously, all of mine with Jimmy, the fight with Jimmy, the fight with Brad. I'm going to make a special mention to the be nice scene.
Oh, great. But he's landed. Actually, all the rules are really good.
Yeah.
I read something that the police academy show that now.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a cool way to do it.
Like, defuse the situation, be nice, take it outside, et cetera, et cetera.
This movie's iconic.
Yeah.
Apparently.
People learn things from this movie, Josie. You're a
so
teacher.
So much to learn.
You should show this to your school children.
I will show them the sign that says it was Tails, just to show nice handwriting.
Sure. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay. What are we giving you for notable scenes?
One.
I gave it a 0.5.
I'm going to give it a 1.
Because it's just all fighting.
Exactly. It's how it's fucking good.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's good. Just because you like fighting doesn't mean everyone else likes fighting.
But this is our personal opinions.
Exactly. So that's why I'm giving it a 0.5.
She's got you there.
Oh.
No, she does. Just apologize and move on, Adam.
No, I refuse to. This is fucking Roadhouse we're talking about.
Roadhouse.
Okay. What would it have needed for you to bump it up to a 1?
More in-depth scenes.
More ass.
Either or. In-depth scenes, I don't think you could fit into this movie.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, that's why it's a 0.5. You know what?
This is what it would have taken. It would have taken Sam Elliott and Patrick Swayze to hang brain and do like God. 3 hours of Tai Chi.
I love the scene where he's getting looked at by the doctor and they're meant to be having like their kind of like deep chat.
It's
just like lame one-liners that are like amazing. Like, you know, pain don't hurt.
One of my favorite quotes.
Kelly Leach went to a hospital for like 6 months to learn medical shit and she doesn't really do anything.
Yeah,
I reckon lot of it would have ended up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But for good reason.
Yeah.
You add that shit into this movie, it's nowhere near as good.
Yeah, of course.
It's literally like a highlight reel. It's a fucking, you know, it's dumb for all the
right
reasons.
If you were to change anything of this movie, you'd be redoing it. If you redid a new Roadhouse, you'd be an idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Appeal.
Josie, ooh, you can go first for this, surely.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, mine's a 0. Sorry, guys. I do like it now. I thought I had a good time watching it. But, I've known about it for years. I knew the poster. I knew Patrick Swayze was in it. I did know Sam Elliott was in it. So that was always nice. But, yeah, I just never had a desire to watch it.
It makes sense when it's a first time watch.
And as I said, I heard lots of people giving it shit. So I just assumed it was, you know, very corny, which it is, but in a really, really bad way.
It's a man's man movie.
Yes.
It's a movie that came out and was liked for all its silliness. And I think it almost hit a point where it became like the cliche whipping boy of like just dumb, brainless action.
Yep.
But I think it's also come back around to the point now where people are praising it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I reckon it would have been revisited, especially with the launch of the new one as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Yep. They're both on Amazon Prime. So Prime's probably just laughing all the way to the bank right now. Appeal Lee.
For me, I'm giving it a 0.5. And the reason why I'm giving it a 0.5, it's really difficult for me to give it anything more than that because at the time when it came out, it wasn't huge, right? And I was 3 years old, so I'm not the target audience.
But I'm talking appeal for yourself, which is the category.
So when it came out.
Which is what we spoke about with the previous category. This is your appeal, not about when it came out or fucking whatever.
So if that's the case, then I've got to bump it up to a 1. I have to.
Good, you're flipping.
Should I flip?
You should flip.
I should flip. Yeah. All right. Look, this is my kind of movie.
Hell yeah, it's your kind of movie.
I've got a wide range of type of movies that I like to watch.
Shit like this movie is why we're friends.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. That's a fair assessment. And we can find mutual ground on Roadhouse.
Yeah, we met because I worked for you. We became friends because of shit like this.
Because of Roadhouse.
I don't know how I fit in here.
It is a weird dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's Sam Elliott and who's Patrick Swayze out of Man Lee?
I am not doing that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't think you fit the characters in my eyes.
Should be Roundhouser.
Yeah.
Lead to Taekwondo. He's probably got a mean roundhouse on him.
You do, you be.
Probably not now.
Does this let us show that video? Not video. The photo again that Mel sent us.
Look, I can post it again.
I'm gonna fight her so bad.
So you've got a 1.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1.
All right. I've got a 1 and I wrote, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I knew the new one would be shit and I still couldn't wait to see it. They could make an even shittier one after this new one and I'd watch that too because of how much I love this movie.
It's interesting actually for the appeal, like, and you're talking about the new movie, right? I was frothing the fact that the new movie was coming out and I watched it the day it was released.
So did I.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait and I knew it wasn't going
to
be good.
And I remember sending you a photo of me sitting down to watch it and you sent me a photo back saying I'm halfway through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like we both knew it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still were like...
Because we love this movie.
Yeah.
Because we like shit like this. And you want to capture that fucking lightning in a bottle.
But it's also the comparison though, right? Because the expectations are so high that you know that they're never going to reach it.
I mean, it's not a movie you should even try and remake.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too big a... It's too unique. It's too much of a product of its time that you can't recapture in a modern setting. And they don't because there's certain parts of this new one that I think almost borderline Fast and the Furious type shit. And I'm kind of like, that's not what Roadhouse is about, even though it has a modern structure. I do like
the fights in the new one, though. The fights in the new one are good.
Yeah, they're a lot more stylized, though.
The slapping scene was very good.
That was very good, yeah.
It was done very well.
Yeah, old mate's good as Dalton, even though he's no Patrick Swayze. He doesn't play it like that kind of character either. It's a lot more played for laughs.
Yeah, but he's also, he's not trying to be Patrick Swayze either.
No, because Patrick Swayze plays it so straight
No one can be Patrick Swayze.
I agree.
He just, like flows when he walks like Patrick Swayze. He's got like the swag,
Do you still need a coaster?
Oh my God.
He levitates. No, but he's got the charisma.
Well, that's what I mean. Like it doesn't look like he's putting effort in, but he's still so cool and yeah.
Well, you don't see him lose his shit until well into the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like well into the movie. All right, let's go into the ending, why can't I say this? The ending, finale or climax. I've gone a one. I've said it's so stupidly over the top and violent that even at the very end, there's a police cover up just because the guy was an asshole. Like, it's ridiculous. Swayze gets the girl, and I wrote in brackets. Let's be honest, he could have anyone.
including me.
Yep, the pub's going good. The band plays a great song, game on. I'm like, it's typical, it's expected, but this kind of movie fits. Technically, he's a mass murderer.
And then fast forward 10 years and they actually bring a new one out with Jonathan Skaich.
Yeah, and Busey's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's not good. Oh. It's terrible. All right, Jubs, stick
in. Finale?
I gave it a 0.5 because I have no nostalgia to it or froth it as much as Adam that it's just fucking ridiculous.
Is it so ridiculous that you enjoyed it and had fun with it?
No. I was just sitting there being like, what the actual fuck? Like the big polar bear thing falling down. And then the thing that I did like about the ending was all of the older owners coming in and taking back and having their revenge from, all of their places being blown up.
Oh, you mean when they murdered the guy? Yeah.
Yes. I like that it wasn't Dalton that did it. It was them that came in and took ownership of
that's
the revenge.
Other good thing, because the girl says to him, Kelly Lynch says to him, if you do it, you're no better than him, so he's not going to kill him.
But he kills Jimmy, though.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Is it?
He learns from it. He kills everyone but Brad.
Yeah,
Brad Wesley.
Which is ridiculous because he's the one person you should.
Either way, he kills about 6 people in that scene, and then afterwards the cops are like, "Well, I don't see anything wrong here."
That's what I mean. That's why I can't give it a one.
It's like a polar bear fell at me, dumbass. And then it's like, "All right, let's go."
There's no way that would ever happen.
How does that paperwork look?
It's so unrealistic. It's ridiculous.
Cop just writes on a bit of paper, boys will be boys.
Yeah. And then to end up just in the water with Patrick Swayze and Kelly Lynch, just like nothing ever happened.
They're frolicking in the river.
We're just frolicking in the water. I just murdered 6 people and my grandpa just murdered the big bad guy, but we're totally fine. We're in love.
You'd still go there.
I so would go there.
There you go. Point made. Lee?
I'm giving it a 0.5.
Well done, Lee. Welcome. Welcome.
Don't support this, Josie.
I'm supporting.
The ending for me is it's difficult because
difficult.
I really love the fight scene between him and Jimmy. It's an iconic scene.
But you can't end it on that scene.
Let me finish.
Okay.
That is the pinnacle ending for me, right?
Yeah.
But then you got so much more that comes after it. The entire fight scene at the house, the terrible fight scene with Brad Wesley, even though I think it's so bad that it's good, right?
Yeah.
And then
obviously, but you could say that about the entire movie.
And all the unrealistic stuff that happens outside of that. But then I 100% agree with Josie, from a realism perspective, why is she still with him when she got really angry about the fact that he was murdering all these people? When he went and murdered more people,
because he's hot,
and then they're frolicking in the dam.
It's Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I'm giving it a 0.5, and the only reason why I'm not giving it a 0 is because I've got solid attachments to this movie.
Look, I agree about the Jimmy scene being the peak of the movie.
Yep,
definitely. But you couldn't have ended it there.
No, and I acknowledge it. And look, with that being said, thinking about it now, the ending couldn't have gone any other way, right? No. And that's
I must say, I do love the scene with Jimmy with the pool cue. How he vaults onto the stage and all that sort of shit. That's so good, man.
It couldn't have finished any other way, but that's okay. Like, I like the movie for what it is.
Okay.
And it's a 0.5.
Yeah, you used to be cool, Lee.
Whoa.
That's a joke. He never was cool.
I got you, boo.
Thanks, mate.
Welcome.
This is... Okay, that's the five categories. We'll come back to the mass at the end. Up to three, which I know there's going to be more notable quotes or favorite quotes in this movie. There are so many amazing quotes in this movie.
I'm going to start it off.
Don't do it, man.
I have to.
I was saving it for
last.
We're
going to save it for last.
Save it for last.
All right. Being called a cocksucker isn't personal. No, it's two nouns combined to elicit a prescribed response. What if somebody calls my mama a whore? Is she?
Seriously, Shakespeare couldn't write something better than that.
Oh, my God.
It's a great line.
That girl has got entirely too many brains to have an ass like that.
Yeah. And that's delivered so well
done,
too.
Sam
also,
Elliot.
How funny is it that he's like dancing very provocatively with what might be his girlfriend?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze is just like, you got this, dude. Good work. Well done.
In the middle of a diner when there's a family eating.
And it's pretty much like hitting on her and she's like, ha 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 ha.
Thanks, granddad.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to double team her when she gets home.
Fuck, Lee.
Speaking of Sam Elliott, I have this place has a sign hanging over the urinal that says, don't eat the big white mint.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good. calling me sir is like putting an elevator in an outhouse. It don't belong.
I'm going to tack onto that and say, it ain't the money, I understand, but if I don't charge you something, the Presbyterians around here are likely to pray for my ruination. How does $100 a month stick you? I love that whole scene. It's just a great scene.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yep.
I have, the name is Dalton.
Yeah, of course.
When Cody sends it over the mic.
And then it zooms in on the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned it before, but I actually love this quote. It's pain don't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Pain it's such a cheeseball line, yeah, it is. But it's you know what? That could actually be the tagline for the movie.
Yeah. So could no one wins a fight.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got, what's the matter, chicken dick? What are you afraid of?
Of course.
So, okay. Like, you used to people calling someone a chicken or someone calling someone chicken shit. Chicken dick. Amazing. Like, just what an insult. What a, like, a dumb-headed fucking thing to say to someone. And also, if you want to get deeper, what does it actually mean?
What does it mean?
Does it mean that his dick looks like a chicken?
Guys, I'm really...
Does it mean he is a chicken, but he's also a dick?
Does that make it a cock?
Oh, God. I don't know what the one that you're waiting till last is, and I'm scared that I'll take it. So can you please just do it now?
All right.
Do it, Adam.
How long we got?
Just do it. Just do it. Get on with it.
There is a line in this movie that may be the greatest fucking line in any movie that has ever been made. And it is during the fight between Jimmy and Dalton when they're in the middle of their scrap and he turns to him and says, I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Oh, yes.
He's got him in a headlock.
Did you see the fun fact about that?
Yes.
Yes.
So funny.
We will touch on that soon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost lost for words as to how to put over how amazing that line is. Someone fucking wrote that.
Yeah.
Like... Let's just say hypothetically, you're about to fight someone, okay? Mm-hmm. Like you're getting ready and shit's about to go down and someone turns to you and says, I used to fuck guys like you in prison. You walk the fuck away. Like you've lost that fight.
I don't know. If someone said that
I would have laughed.
Before, I would have laughed.
Yeah, I would have laughed. I would have been like, okay.
No, or I would have been like, Roadhouse.
Like,
and then we would have gotten on.
It brings up like so much. Like that one line makes this character so much more than what we knew. It's just, it's such a like... Put down
a
as
revelation.
Well.
Yeah.
It is just fucking incredible. It's also the name of a fucking indie music label in the States.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
yeah, nice.
Like I used to fuck people like you in prison records.
No,
very like trash bag, dirty punk rock label. I'm just like every time I see it and hear that line, I'm just like bravo. That is like, don't get me wrong. It's a horrible thing to say, and the insinuation behind it is just absolutely deplorable. But as like a macho action scene, like we're dropping this one out, I'm like, this is like creme de la creme, top of the bunch.
It's also a mega pop as well because like you don't expect it.
No,
like you know,
because I feel like that's not like
you expect the trash talk, right? Because he's obviously they're fighting, and you expect him to trash talk a little bit, but you don't expect that line.
No. It takes it to another level.
Yeah, it does.
You would think he'd be like, I killed dudes like you in prison.
Nah, just
but instead he says, I'm going to kill you the old-fashioned way and pulls out a gun, which is fucking dark.
Yeah, the fact that he says, I used to fuck guys like you in prison is hectic.
It's such a flex.
It is a flex. It's a hectic flex.
It is so many things, and I've said to many people about this movie, I'm like, this might be the greatest fucking line in a movie history. It's just so hectic.
Big cool.
It's ridiculous. It's impactful.
So I can do this one then when they're like, you want to fight dickless? And he's like, well, I sure ain't going to show you my dick.
That's such a great line.
That is a good line. This movie's full of great lines.
And I'm going to tack onto that because it's another Morgan quote. mind your own business, dad. I love that quote so much. Yeah. The way that he delivers it is just mind your own business, dad.
Yeah, it's full of zingers.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
We haven't done the go-to one, the I thought you'd be bigger.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. And the last one I've got is who is that guy? And then all of a sudden you hear Cody on the microphone saying, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I said.
Wade Garrett.
Wade Garrett.
And then all of a sudden you hear in the background, holy shit. And then Wade Garrett's like, exactly right.
Yeah. But the fact that people know who these fucking bouncers are. Yeah. Like, let's just, okay. So we're all people of age and have gone to pubs and clubs before.
I worked in hospitality for a solid 5 years.
Thank you. Were you mates with bouncers?
Yeah, but I can't really remember their names.
I was.
There's a couple, but there's none that I'm like, oh, fuck, watch out for, you know.
Well, I mean, even if they did, it wouldn't be the kind of notoriety they play in this movie.
Yeah, no way.
I used to have a bouncer at the main pub and bar we used to drink at back in the day, and this guy was, like, tough as shit. I used to do mixed martial arts, and I used to always ask him about who he bashed and shit like that, and great dude. Always good to make friends with the bouncers.
I had blood all over my car once from, like, a fight.
Kind of gross.
Outside Botanica when I worked there. The bouncers go into a fight with bikies. Good old Botanica, eh? Yeah. Mm. Mm. So it was a lot.
Were you the Kelly Lynch in this situation?
Yeah.
Or were you more the other one, the singer one?
What, Luke's sister?
I don't know. What are her name?
Leia.
Oh my God.
I knew we'd get there.
Thank you, Lee.
Even I got there and I'm like, no.
Anyway. Random fun facts and extras.
All right. I've got quite a few actually.
So do I. Let's make them quick.
All right. Patrick Swayze hurt his knee during the film.
That's what I got too.
He chose to make Ghost next because he was less strenuous during to turning down the roles of Cash and Tango and Cash.
Yep. And also Predator 2.
And Mike Harrigan and Predator 2.
Yeah.
Those are massive turns.
Those
downs.
Are big.
Massive.
Although Ghost was a bigger movie than both.
Yep. Well, can you imagine him being Cash in Tango and Cash?
No,
because that's his name, Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
I can't see it.
Neither can I, because Kurt Russell's great in that movie.
Yeah,
and everything he's ever done.
Would you go Kurt Russell over Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
Okay. The
Kurt Russell's like one of my faves.
I just thought
Swayze would be up there too.
No, look, he's
no road. No, Roadhouse is up there.
Okay,
yeah. Swayze's nothing to sneeze at.
Okay. But I think Kurt Russell.
His fight scene.
I can sneeze through that.
His
charisma.
No, it's gone.
Can we move on?
Chemistry.
There we go.
Yeah.
With Stallone is very, very good in Tango and Cash.
I love Tango and Cash.
Am we rambling off or are we going to round robin or how are we doing this?
Teague and Swayze actually hurt each other a bunch filming the fight by the river. He got like cracked ribs and stuff like that. When he hits him with a log, you can actually see his reactions.
Yeah, because he thought
they
it
didn't
was a
like
prop.
Each other to start off with.
Hey,
they didn't like each other.
No, they
start.
Didn't.
I read that.
Which is why they went so hard.
And they became really good friends afterwards
due to their mutual respect of fighting.
Yeah, and the fight took 5 days to film, and they went through it 71 times.
Yep. Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot of times for him to say, I fuck guys like you in prison.
And I bet every time it was delivered perfectly.
The film's original tagline referenced Patrick Swayze's success in
Dirty
Dancing.
You literally just took that out of my mouth. I have not had a turn, and that's one that I was going to do.
You can finish it off.
The dancing's over. Now it's what? Now it gets dirty. Now I fucked it up because you made me ruin it. The dancing's over. Now it's getting dirty or something like that.
The dancing's over. Now it gets dirty.
There you go.
When they were at the premiere, Teague's mum, the person who plays Jimmy's mum, was there. And when he delivered the line, I used to fuck guys like you in prison, she yelled out, that's my boy.
That's my boy.
Nice.
Do I get a turn now?
Sure do, Josie.
Thank you.
Get two in a row.
Thank you. So Julie Michaels, so the girl that played Denise, I talked about earlier that she actually did not like getting naked. She had never done it before this movie on film. So she had high anxiety about it. And then sadly, the night before she was meant to film that scene, her boyfriend committed suicide, but she still continued and did the dance the next day.
Okay, that's grim.
Mm.
Reflecting upon it, the trivia I had was it was Point Break. It was she was cool with getting naked in, so it was probably cool.
She's probably already done it.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. So this one, she was not okay with doing it.
That's rough.
When Dalton first shows up at the Double Juices, I can't speak anymore. Deuces. He stands at the end of the bar next to a post. On that post is carved Buddy's Corner because Buddy is Patrick Swayze's nickname.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Sam Elliott claims this is the movie he gets recognized for the most.
Which I would not for me.
Fair, but
Tombstone's the first one I think of whenever I think of Sam Elliott.
This or that, yeah.
The band playing at the start of the movie is the Crisados.
Motherfucker, that's my last one, sir.
After the band disbanded, the lead singer, Tito LaRiva, formed the band Tito and the Tarantula, which is the band that played at the Titty Twister in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn, yeah. The other one I had is that Swayze needed bodyguards because his female fans would mob him wherever he'd go during the filming of this
movie. Isn't he also in Desperado as well?
Could very well be.
Tito LaRiva. Yeah, because he's with Cheech Marin at the bar.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that is him, isn't it?
Yeah, Desperado is decent. I like that
movie. Yeah.
Rodriguez again.
It doesn't get the kudos it deserves.
No, I feel he did bigger things after that. And like, I mean, look.
And the sequels weren't good.
Oh, no. But technically that's a sequel, or it's kind of like an El Mariachi kind of spin-off.
Yeah, no,
like,
but Desperado is its own movie. Look,
I know. Actually, another interesting fact. Listen to the show, Andrew, a good friend of mine, actually has a tattoo of the Double Deuce.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. Yeah, you know the redone logo when they do the place up? Yeah, he's got that tattoo on his arm. That's how fucking good this movie is, guys. Andrew this loves film, his movies.
This film is
Double Deuce tattoo on his arm, Josie.
Oh my God, I give up. I'm literally giving up on this. Fuck's sake.
No, I'm joking. Go, Josie.
Oh my God, I'm done. The film is listed among the 100 most enjoyable bad movies ever made in the official Razzie Movie Guide.
Wow.
So apparently it's one of the best movies, Adam, even though it's the enjoyable bad movies ever.
I'll take it.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, sure.
I also have Everyone Did Their Own Stunts. And my final one is when Red is reaching for the replacement antenna for Dalton, you can see a prop man handing the antenna to him.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I like shit like that. That's funny.
Red West, who plays the auto parts dealer.
Yeah.
And Rowdy Harrington found him to be a fascinating guy. He'd been good friends with Elvis Presley and he knew martial arts and worked as Presley's bodyguard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elvis, what a man.
That's crazy.
Thank you very much.
Holy shit. Holy, come on, man. I'm tapped out. I think that's all I've got.
Annette Bening was originally cast as Doc. She was replaced by Kelly Lynch, who was just under contract by United Artists. Lynch claims that Bening was fired due to lack of chemistry.
You reckon that's true?
I don't know. Who cares?
Is it a better movie with her in it?
I reckon it's a better movie with Lynch, personally.
Mm.
But Annette Bening has got chops.
Well, yeah. Interesting.
So producer, you were talking about this before. Producer Joel Silver, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, big time producer, right? Mm-hmm. You know a lot of Silver's work. Would visit the set and suggest various one liners, including the line where Jimmy says, "I used to fuck guys like you in prison."
No,
that's where it came from.
Oh,
that's where it came from.
Give the guy an Oscar.
Yep. Are you tapped?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one more.
Yeah.
This is my favourite one of all time, actually.
Okay.
According to Kelly Lynch, whenever Bill Murray sees her sex scene with Patrick Swayze on television, he calls her husband, Mitch Glazer, to tease him about it.
Bloody hell.
Bill Murray.
What a dude. All right, let's do some scores.
Oh, they were in Charlie's Angels together.
They were.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. At least if they weren't friends, it'd be so much weirder, right?
Because obviously that movie would be replayed a lot, right? Yeah. Like, you know, it's a little sort of late night 10 o'clock television kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it'd be awesome if Bill Murray just turns the television on, then your phone rings because, oh, look, your wife's on the telly having sex with Patrick Swayze again. Mm. What a dick move. Anyway, let's do some scores.
Some scores.
Adam, what did you give it?
Well, I flipped, so I gave it a 5. Wow. It was originally going to be a 4.5.
That's a perfect score.
That's who she's married to. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. She's married to Clark Gregg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fun fact, not about this movie, but
Phil Coulson.
Yeah.
Phil Coulson.
Wow. Wait, when did this happen? How long have they been married for?
Since 2001.
Wow. So they've been together for a while.
Holy shit.
Yeah, correct.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Wow.
They got divorced in 2021. So they were together for 20 years.
Josie.
Yeah, but that, still, they have a daughter together and stuff, and they were together for 20 years.
Wasn't she in Friends?
Who?
Jennifer Grey. Didn't she have a cameo in Friends? Am I making that up?
I feel like you're making it up, but Josie would know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not that I remember.
All right, should we do scores?
Yeah, sorry.
I already gave my score.
What did you give it?
5.
What did you give it, Josie?
2.5.
I gave it a 4.
2.5. I guess it's smack bang in the middle.
What did I say Josie would give it?
2.5. And I told you that's probably what I did give it.
Called it right in the nose.
Okay.
So
actually, Jennifer Grey was in it. in Friends.
Oh, thank you.
I just don't remember her being in.
Makes sense. It's about the right time. All right, so IMDb have given it a total score of what is it given a total score? 6.7.
What do we give it?
Not as high, right? 6.7 out of 10. That's 96,000 votes. Surely there's going to be a surgence with the new one coming out now, yeah. Right?
Sure.
So we gave it a total of 11.5 out of 15.
Which
means that we gave it 76%.
Ooh.
So we are well above the...
Wasn't me.
Hey, what if I didn't flip?
All right. Let's find out.
Did you flip?
Yeah, didn't you flip
one? I flipped one. 73%.
Okay.
And if I didn't flip, it would have been 70%. So it's getting closer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But we did flip.
And I was on mark.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. You don't want to flip?
No,
give an extra 2.5.
As I said, I like this movie, but I'm not to the peak of you weirdos. Like,
15 out of 15.
I'm a little bit scared of you guys after this episode.
I gave it a 4. It's the same. It's this. It's
would,
this
shut up.
It's the same would as City Slickers.
Josie, does watching this movie make you want to watch other movies that are adjacent for the time?
Like Curly Sue.
Other ridiculous.
Like?
I don't know. Just like other silly 80s action romps.
No, but it made me want to watch the new one. Like, if I didn't hear from you guys that it was...
That's easy because it's recent. I mean, yeah. Like have you seen Tango and Cash?
No.
Have you seen Black Dog?
Yeah.
See, I don't rate Black Dog, right? But it's interesting watching Swayze go from Roadhouse to Black Dog.
Yeah.
Or even going from Black Dog to Roadhouse.
I've seen Red Dog.
Okay, that's good. In Black Dog, he's a truck driver, but he doesn't know how to fight. That's the whole point. He doesn't know how to fight.
Oh, he doesn't know how to fight.
Are you a fan of Ghost?
I've only seen the musical, not the movie.
Oh, did you just pat his face?
I did.
On the screen. There's a picture of Patrick Swayze on his things. And Josie just rubbed the nipples of Patrick Swayze on Lee's screen.
I think that's about time, right?
Let's call it. Big shout out, because this was a listener pick.
Yeah, thanks, Leith.
Good work, Leith. Proud of you. Thank you for putting me through this.
Whilst you may be a friend of Lee's, you're also a listener to the pod. And
Roadhouse.
Thank you for picking this movie that we had differences in opinions in places.
I'm really disappointed that you didn't have that Bluetooth ready to go for Roadhouse. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
It's all right, man. If I had anything lined up, it would have been the "I used to fuck guys like you in prison" line. Yeah. But a movie we all enjoyed, right?
Yes.
It's fun.
Just to different extents.
That's okay, though. That's what we're here for. It's what the pod's about.
Yeah.
Different levels of enjoyment about different movies.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy Kelly Lynch's boobs as much as Adam did?
Apparently not. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think the boobs are almost like the least appealing part of this movie. Actually, that's a lie. That's a lie.
I was like, surely not.
I'm really talking shit right now.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, let's put a bow on it. Big thanks to Lee for picking a really fun movie that we'd circled around a few times about actually doing. Yep. The fact it's a listener pick made it an even better reason to do it. If you are a listener of this show, thank you for bearing with us. And thank you for listening to the pod. Feel free to advise in movies you'd like us to have a look at in future. But until next time, check us out on all forms of social media. We're at 2GagPod on all social platforms and podcasting platforms. But until next time, my name is Adam.
I am Josie.
And I am Dalton.
Ollie.
Ollie.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.